Should we explain what we just witnessed?
Yeah. Are we recording?
My heart is like still pounding.
Oh, my power move.
I felt like I was up there. Man.
I was scared something was going to happen. I just had like this vision.
All right. Normally, guys.
Me too.
I knew we had to record a podcast, but in the back of my head, I was like, I know these guys are going to want to see this. And it'd be a great thing to talk about as soon as we get into the podcast.
Did he do it in your yard?
No, he did. He was going to stop by my house and then he just bailed.
Our place? Mm.
Our place. Sorry.
Hi.
Anyways. Yeah. He was supposed to stop at our place. Bailed. I had to go to David's, so I saw it at David's, but you know, it was David's surprise. You know?
I think you're going
right,
to
be hey.
Over the house. All right, so for those listening, there's-
on this episode of Succession.
There's a guy that showed up in our backyard and is on this giant-
Drone?
Single person drone with probably like-
Eight propellers.
Eight different propellers, and he's dressed as the Green Goblin, and he's flying around my backyard, over the pool, over the yard, just zipping across.
Delivering Cremota delivering coffee.
Unbelievable. It was really a sight to see, honestly. He didn't look that bad either.
No.
Poor Spider-Man, though. He was on the side. What was he supposed to do?
What was that about?
I know. I think it was just to add to it.
I know. I just feel bad. All the attention was on Goblin, and then Spidey was just on the side. His mask was off. Very unprofessional.
It's so crazy, this day and age of technology, how like...
And it's crazy that he built it.
Yeah. That's bananas. How do you like build that legally? Like,
right, is that allowed? Is that street legal?
I don't think it's street legal, but he's allowed to like play around with it in like backyards and
so
shit.
So apparently you can fly it as high as you want. There is no like stopper. There's nothing like, it's just like however high you want to go, it'll go.
That's wild.
I guess at some point, like you get so high, like wind like forces at a right. certain
yeah
like,
you don't want to get a bad
he
like
said, he said the highest he went up was 45 feet.
Jesus.
Wow.
Jeez.
Like imagine having that much trust in something that you built.
Yeah. Wow. And he was talking about he was building shit as a kid.
Crazy.
Like, he was like just building shit for fun. I was like I'm
like jealous of his brain.
He's something of a scientist himself.
Yeah. Get honestly it? Dude, I wish I had brains like that, man. Just being able to build stuff in your garage.
I would awesome. Just scared that would just like kill me though.
I mean, honestly,
like you're dealing with high propeller like blades. Like that is just, I already thought someone was just going to get sliced. When
I there. Thought at one point he was going to slice our necks. I was like, oh, well, that'd been a good way to go. Like Green Goblin killed us.
In my head, one of the propellers was going to break and just shoot out.
Yeah.
Oh,
I didn't think about that.
I was like, kind of like hoping nothing was coming at us.
The Skysurfer aircraft, introducing the world's smallest personal aircraft. It's a compact electric vehicle. Which folds into your luggage.
Yeah, good he said he him. Brought it on the plane here. He just packed it into his suitcase.
Oh, that's him. Yep.
Wow.
Awesome.
He must feel on top of the world.
And apparently it was in the most recent Spider-Man.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what he said.
How would it have been in the most recent Spider-Man, though? Isn't the Green Goblin on like an actual...
They probably use this and then do like a CGI over it.
So I'm guessing that... I mean, no, they definitely build it. They built something over it. I don't think they CGI the thing that's over the drone.
I think they CGI it just because like... Like in Batman, his motorcycle is just a normal motorcycle and they CGI the whole bike.
Showbiz.
All right. Well, it'll be out at some point, maybe this week or next week. And you just check it out. It was really fun. He surprised our whole friend group and he even delivered us our coffee. Oh, we said that. Anyways. To add that before the intro, our Cremota and Zila,
pre-workout and protein.
Yes. We have a bundle now. You save $10 when you get the whole bundle.
In the bundle, you're going to get the Java chip protein and you're going to get the vanilla pre-workout and you're going to get a blender bottle.
And guys, it has been a fan favorite. You guys loved it. We want to give you this bundle just so you can get everything for a cheaper price.
And make sure to get it while it lasts because it is probably not going to be coming back.
Yeah, but it's going to be discontinued.
So make sure to hop on it while you can and take advantage of that savings.
There you go. All right.
We're going to link it in our description. So you can just click directly right there or you can find it at Zila.com.
ZilaFitness.com. Beautiful. All right. Let's run the intro, baby. Woo. It's Comic Talk, baby. Let's go. Welcome back to Zane Heath Unfiltered. We're your hosts, Zane Heath, Marat, and Marat.
Got him.
Got him.
Gotcha, bitch.
Y'all don't even need to talk this episode. I got the whole thing, baby.
Okay.
And Matt.
Say no more.
And welcome back to another Unfiltered episode.
What, Zane?
Nothing. No, nothing. I was just thinking about...
You good, baby?
I think I forgot to take my medication.
Oh! Having a meltdown.
Yeah, baby. Meltdown down episode.
Let's go.
It's a special one. It really is. But we'll push through, baby. We don't need it.
That's right.
Because we're raw and we're real and we're authentic.
Exactly.
And we're
exactly.
relatable.
And we're unfiltered.
Exactly. And we're unfiltered. That's
and we don't right. take pills on this podcast. No, no, no. We keep it natural.
That's right.
Yeah, we face them head on.
But do stick to your medication. That
oh,
is
no, no,
important.
No. Absolutely. Oh, my God. I am not encouraging that. You have to take your medication every day or you will... Woo! Last week has been pretty eventful. Yeah. Well, actually not for me. I feel like more for all three of you.
We've had so much fun.
Did you not?
No, I did.
Oh, cool.
I was
That's
just
awesome.
Rubbing it in your face that you didn't.
Oh, dude, honestly, I saw you guys having the time of your life in Disney World. I was so glad I was home.
Y'all went to Disney World or Disneyland?
Disneyland. Oh, sorry. Okay. Disneyland. Disneyland.
Disneyland. Wait, were you guys there when the big disaster happened?
The day before.
Wait.
Oh.
Wait. What disaster?
Dude, look at this right here. The dragon caught on fire the day after.
At the Fantasmic show. You know the Fantasmic show that they do at like night at Disneyland that's right on the water. Everyone comes out on the riverboat ride.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Oh, that's the best part of Disneyland.
Really?
It's the Fantasmic show.
Did you guys see the Fantasmic show?
We left like 5-10 minutes into it. That was when like the water was like spraying and it was like everybody crowded around the bridge.
Yeah, we wanted to beat the crowd.
Okay.
So you guys go the day before.
We would have beat it anyway.
How were the crowds?
It was busy, but not like too insane.
Okay, yeah. Did you get there early in the morning? I always get like freaked out about Disneyland, like just getting there.
We got there at like 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
And we got on every ride. The longest we waited was maybe 15 minutes.
Oh, that's great.
Did you stay in Disneyland or did you have the park hopper for California Adventure as well?
We did both.
Okay, great.
Which I didn't know there was a difference. I thought it was just like access, but we got the double pack pass or whatever it is.
Where's that roller coaster with Mickey Mouse in the middle? That's Disneyland or is that
that's Adventure? The California Adventure? Or that's the Incredibles ride? Like the Incredicoaster?
Incredicoaster? Oh, unbelievable. That was our favorite.
Ride. Yeah.
I remember that one.
It starts off really fast and then immediately it drops. Like
I love the rides that shoot out fast like that. It's
they
so
cut
fun.
Right to the
and
chase.
And it tells a bit of a story, right? Aren't you kind of like chasing Jack-Jack the whole time?
Yeah. In the tunnels, like Mrs. Incredible's like in there.
Oh, dude. But it first starts off in that dark tunnel and the lights are going around you like this. I felt like I was about to have like, I thought I was tripping out. Mm-hmm. Just the way it goes around you, I was like, it just felt really strange.
Guys, can we all agree that the best animated movie ever made is The Incredibles?
Okay.
Heath just watched it for the first time.
What?
Literally 2 days ago.
No.
So
way.
Incredibles 1 or Incredibles 2?
One.
So we rode the ride and I was like, that was banging. I got to see what this movie's about.
Heath. It's the best movie.
This is going to be your favorite animated movie ever. Yeah. It is the best. So we watched it 2 days ago. And every time, like when you get older, as you're watching it, you're like, oh, this is very adult.
What was the thing? They're like in a van and they're like, take a shot every time somebody
every
runs.
Time they run. Yeah. Take a shot
and
every
they
time
had,
they
like,
run.
Like a bottle of champagne or something in their hand. It's like, take a shot every time somebody runs. And they're like popping champagne.
Oh, yeah. I remember that scene.
I know. You
so
catch
funny.
The little thing.
Is that the first one? Or do you
first
know,
one.
Do you know there's a second one?
Yeah.
Did you watch it
not
yet?
Not yet. I'm probably
it's really good. They got all the superheroes. It's like a Marvel movie.
It's so great. Good.
I wish they didn't take that long between making Incredibles 1 and Incredibles 2. Like it came out like when we were in middle school and then by the time we're
I know,
full adults
I
out
understand
here,
why because they probably wanted to make sure it was good and they did a good job. I thought it was a very good second movie.
Which one's better?
The first one. I mean it's always.
I think the animation and like the second one's like still a little bit better. Okay. Like I feel like they know themselves like really well. Like at the end of the first one, the kids finally realize they have powers and that's what's cool. But like you go into Incredibles 2, the family is more self-aware unit. They're not hiding secrets from one another.
I don't want to ruin it for you, but I just love how they made the villain. Like what the villain was. It was so sick. And they really thought that out like really,
so
really well.
Movie 2, the villain isn't the Syndrome.
I honestly forget what.
Well, it's Syndrome's the first one,
right?
And then the second one is that. Well, I don't want to reveal who it is, but it's the person who.
Okay,
like,
okay, yeah.
Is like
okay, don't give it away.
Okay.
It's like a bunch of villains, I think.
Okay, cool.
It's that kind of movie.
We'll
but
watch
it's like
it
you know what? Can I watch it with you guys?
Yeah, of course.
No, really, it's a good movie. I really want to hype it up.
It works out perfectly. So after this, we're going to be doing the bonus high episode for Patreon.
Oh, beautiful. And that's where we're going to watch Incredibles 2 high.
That's right.
So you're at Disneyland. It wasn't like that crowded or was it?
Boy, was it hot though.
Ooh. I thought it was extreme. I've Did you go to Disney? Are we in Land or World?
Land.
LA Land.
The way I remember is Disney World. Like the world is bigger than a land. And
it's also Orlando. O-R-L. It's Orlando. And good. Land is LA.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I was thinking or land.
Oh, no.
I'm really confused.
Turn to a Disney podcast.
Okay, so have you been to this Disney here?
That was my first time going.
Our first time.
Wow.
Yeah.
How cool.
So I thought it was extremely crowded. I was already getting really overwhelmed. And then our friends that we were with, they were like, this is not bad at all. I'm like, what is it normally like? It was insane.
It's probably really packed normally. You probably got a good day.
It probably feels more crowded because like half the people have strollers.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's just like very compact.
And I just feel like people are crazier too. Like families that have babies, I feel like they're more like Karen-like. They're screaming at people and they're trying to get to like-
There's a lot going on.
I do got to say the honor system with the stroller parking.
Crazy.
I don't know if stuff's getting stolen, but it looked, dude, there's 500 strollers parked all along this like one section and they're like all over the park and people just like park it and then they take their baby out and then they go on a ride.
Nothing's locked up. You don't have a ticket, nothing.
Their purses are just like sitting on top of it and just everything is exposed and I'm like, wow.
Weird. I'm sure they have at least one person at each one of those like little sections just watching the whole time, just making sure that.
Definitely.
Right? They have to. I feel like Disney World is pretty like tight.
Yeah, they got to keep that
knit with that, yeah.
Did you see any characters or like interact with them? Nah, not really. I never interact with the characters
used to be
either.
One of the characters.
I'm not gonna lie.
We used to be best friends.
I want a little controversy right now. It was like pulling teeth to get me to go.
Oh. For me, I'm like,
it's a lot. Like, it's a lot.
Yeah. When I was told we had to go to Disney, it was for my friend's birthday. When I was told we had to go to Disney, I was like, are you sure it's not Six Flags? No, it was very enjoyable. I could see why a lot of people like it. I did like the incredible stuff, the cars.
Oh,
Radiator Springs.
Radiator Springs was like, we were like fangirling. I was this is insane.
I saw Lightning McQueen. I'm not even lying.
The details in like the structures are unbelievable.
Yeah. The cozy cone.
Yes. Yeah. It
wasn't
amazing.
Like cheaply done. It was very, very
Lovely. I love that area, like right when like the sun is setting.
That's
and like
when
it's
we
really
went,
like
yes.
pinky, and then you see like the, you know, the orangey.
Because
little
that's what it looked
stuff.
Like in the movie.
And then neon lights like turn on all at the same time. Cool. It's the perfect moment.
We met Lightning McQueen.
That's right.
Wow, the Lightning McQueen.
I was fangirling.
Do you think someone was inside of it driving it around?
Yeah, because the windshield's covered, but it's like that.
It's one
same screen that they use for like the back of trucks where you can have like
an American flag,
but you can see out.
Yeah.
You can't see in.
Yeah.
But I will say, so Star Wars area.
Oh, unbelievable.
Absolutely mind-blowing. I've never seen Star Wars, but I was freaking out the entire time I was in there.
You've never seen Star Wars?
I've never seen a single Star Wars.
I haven't either.
I've never seen
it. I'm just like not interested in that. I don't know I don't know what about that world makes me so detached from it.
That's exactly how I feel.
You're
about
not into
Potter.
Like sci-fi stuff.
I'm like just magic. Like not interested.
Stop.
Star Wars is a little complicated how they made like the first three. I mean, you know, 4, 5, 6 that in the middle of so much political conflict, they're like, welcome. We're going to give you a whole debriefing of everything in the beginning in that yellow text.
Yeah.
You're like, what? It's so much to take in. We're like, it is a little complicated to get introduced.
And that's every movie, right? Every movie they have one of those that kind of like.
Yes, every
movie. Was it planned that way or did they do those? And then they're like, holy shit, we're onto something. We're making a lot of money. We should write something that happened before this. And then it was like, but prequel.
I think it was planned all along that he was going to like continue it. He just wanted to start with so much action and a whole rebellion rather than working your way up to it.
Yeah. Right. I think it's smarter to do that. Kind of like Game of Thrones. Now they're working their way back.
That's a cash grab, baby.
You know, they just came out with another Game of Thrones show. They just released it like a week ago.
Really?
What? Yeah.
I forget what it's called. It's a prequel to in the Game of Thrones
That's enough.
No, it'll never be enough. I think they should keep going like Star Wars. They just keep branching out because it's going to be good. It's going to be good. You can't mess that up.
Did you guys go to Pizza Planet?
Ass.
Yeah.
I've heard the actual pizza.
Oh no,
bro! I was so excited
because like, in the movie Pizza Planet
make that shit like
You want the robots that open up the doors. You want the little monsters who give out the little sodas. You want all of that. And they don't have it.
I was going into it expecting, like, if we're going to get pizza at Disney, that's where we're going to do it because it's got to be the best pizza.
It is horrible. Out of this world.
$9 for one slice of pizza.
It's called the mega slice, too. Come on. So I'm thinking we're getting... And it was like a Chuck E. Cheese slice.
Oh, no.
And almost to the point where, like, unedible.
No way.
Bro, I'm not joking.
I don't think anybody finished a slice. That doesn't,
like, Disney World makes so much money. Why don't they just...
Yeah, just splurge.
You don't think in their room they're like, Pizza Planet, we got to make it good.
Yeah, the least you could do.
$9.
Yo, not like, CeCe's pizza is better. Mm-hmm. Little Caesars.
Mm-hmm. You know what I imagine the Pizza Planet pizza to be like? Dobrik's thin pizza, the tavern style pizza. Mm-mm. That's what I would imagine it to be like.
I guess the challenge is that you're serving so much pizza out to the masses, and it's probably just like a heat frozen one. They're like, they don't have time to do it in an oven when they're serving thousands and thousands
of
people.
They're just popping that shit in a microwave.
It's very comparable to the, you know, those little personal frozen ones.
Yeah.
That we used to have when, like, our first apartment.
Stop.
But no, not pizza boats. Pizzas
were bomb, though.
Pizza boats were banging.
Like, it's Red Baron.
The whole time we were there, I feel like you would do the same thing. We were coming up with what they should do.
Yeah.
What rides they should have, what attractions they should have. We thought of, like, they should have a whole section that's dedicated to, like, Disney Channel. Like, they should have a Tipton Hotel.
They should have
like a smart house where you can go eat at the smart house, and it's like things like that.
There's got to be some sort of separation when it comes to, like,
it's about what makes money. And copyright. They have to do so many surveys.
But that's what I said. I feel like it would make money because the demographic of Disney adults are people our age, right? And they all watch Disney Channel. Like, if they had a Hannah Montana closet for a merch shop.
Do they not have that?
They don't cater to like Disney Channel.
It's got to be separate, right? Though. It's got to be like not copyright, but like licensing.
Yeah,
I don't think it's like the same world.
Do you know that ride that kind of looks like a claw, and everyone sits in a circle and faces each other, and it kind of swings?
Yeah,
they should have that, but it should be the claw machine from Toy Story picking up the aliens.
Brilliant. She's an Imagineer. Disney Imagineer right here. Hire her.
You should work.
One more. Sorry. what was the one that we... Oh, Finding Nemo. You know how they have to escape tank? They should have a virtual one where... Because now all rides are virtual. They should have one where you're escaping the tank.
Land in the ocean. And then... Oh, very good.
Or like a Moana, like a wave ride, or Lilo and Stitch.
You know, like the Spider-Man 3D ride? It's so... like, or the Transformers one. It's, that idea would be insane.
Yeah.
But actually, I feel like the, what's it called when fear of being underwater? Or what's that, like, whenever TikTok pops up and you're underwater, I can't watch it. Like,
really? Interesting.
I have a fear of any clips or anything of underwater. The deep blue sea. Finding Nemo now, tough movie for me to watch.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah.
That
scene
crazy
with the shark smiling, to me, is the scariest scene in any movie I've ever
that's
watched.
So crazy. There's a word for it.
It's called
hydrophobia.
Hydrophobia. I know what you mean.
Say it again. Thalassophobia. Wow. I definitely have that. It's so scary.
Thalassophobia.
You don't see them on your, like, TikToks. No. I think I get them because I like,
because I'm so scared.
I go to the comments and then I, like, still watch it. I'm like,
you're watching the top, like, this little bit above
you
the comments.
You hide in the comments. Hiding in the comments.
Yeah, but I have a feeling that's what, like, I feel like that ride would be really scary for adults.
Do they not have an aquarium with Nemo in it?
They did. They used to. They had the little ride where you go down the submarines and it, like, it was all Nemo themed. It was Nemo's ride, but I think they got rid of it and now it's turning into something else.
Wow. All right.
I think.
Well, good ideas, Mariah. You should go to them with that. Don't put in an email. They'll steal it. And then
thank you. I don't remember anything about Disney, but I know my ideas.
We'll get you a meeting. We'll get you a meeting set up.
You know what they do a lot too? Like, they do like the rebrand. That shit kind of pisses me off. They'll take the same ride, but they'll like change the theme of it, but don't change it. You remember Dueling Dragons?
Yeah.
They completely kept this whole same ride. And it was very like medieval themed, and it was like skeletons and
Do that.
There's the one in Florida that's the Aerosmith
rock roller coaster,
but they're rebranding it. But people are saying it should make it the Hannah Montana like
like yeah, roller keep coaster. It all the same.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like Heath, to have to like break that, dude, that's so expensive. Really think about it, and you're losing all that like.
No, it's just funny that they'll like slap Harry Potter on it, and then all of a sudden, it's the best. You know what I mean?
Those Harry
Potter. Like, if we just change the name. People will come.
We sound like Disney freaks. Oh my god.
Oh, one ride did break down while we were on it though.
What was that?
The Buzz Lightyear one.
Oh
no.
And I was kicking ass on that ride.
Yeah.
And I think they knew that. That's why you shut it down.
That's what I was thinking. They didn't want me to beat the high score.
That one's been around for a while. I played that when I was like a kid. The Buzz Lightyear ride, the shoot 'em up one.
That was one of my favorite rides.
Zurg.
The technology is unreal. When you're on those like you call them virtual rides, right?
VR rides
where you're sitting in a car and it's a lot of screens and stuff. We didn't realize, but when you're on that cart and it's taking you through each room, you're not even on a track.
It's a flat surface it's like gliding around on it.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. It was the most confusing thing.
It's almost like the teacup car things, but they're moving. So you get to control like where you turn and stuff.
You don't control it.
Oh.
It's like doing whipping its own thing around every room. But you're not on a track. You detach from other carts and stuff.
It's almost like a bumper car. Yeah. You know, like how it's a flat track.
Oh yes, that's exactly.
But you're not like attached to anything up top. So I don't know how.
Oh, it has to be on something.
It's really interesting.
Do you think people are under like?
That's what it feels like. I felt like there was people holding magnets and there.
But you know what? You know what ride has to go is the Jesse's Cowboy Shooting Game.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
The one where you're sitting there for 15 minutes doing this.
Did we do
to
that?
Get the gun to
what
shoot?
The hell are you doing at Disney World doing that?
Oh, that one's hard. Yeah.
It has
a little lever.
Oh, Jesse from Toy Story?
Yes.
Oh.
So it's a shooting game too. You know, like the Buzz Lightyear thing, you got to like hit the target. But in order to shoot the gun, you have to pull the thing like this, like over and over and like... Forearm was burning.
I know exactly what you're talking about. It is a fucking workout. Bro,
and then you get tired, and then you're switching it up, and then you're hitting it like this. But I went lefty on it. Shit was tiring, man.
I'm surprised they still have that. You saw it when you were there?
We did it.
Oh, you did it. Still hard?
My shoulder still hurts.
That's what the ground is. There's no track. It's just like a ballroom floor, and they're taking you through each room.
I will say that was done so well.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Unreal. Yeah, the Star Wars ride was really, really fun.
And it's an experience throughout the entire thing getting up to the ride, which really helps with, you know, dealing with the wait time.
Yeah, they have that like down
station
fuel.
To station, and then...
There's a full science to lines and stuff out there. Like Disney was the first person to call them like switch lines. Like there's a strategy you face the other people, because if everything was in a straight line, you'd be disgruntled the whole time. But when you have to face your behavior to somebody else, there's a bit of civility that happens.
Isn't
there.
Isn't that amazing?
I love that. Yeah. It's awesome.
There's a great YouTube.
So much goes into it.
By Defunct Land. It's so good.
Dude, people keep talking about it. I really got to sit down and watch his videos.
He only puts out like 2 YouTube videos a year, and they are masterpieces.
That's crazy.
Wow.
And it's all about Disney. It's so good.
Dude, that AdSense, you don't need it. Just once a year, fucking clean.
And he's money.
Our age, and he does it all himself. It is
That's good. That's sick. That must feel really good, like being able to put one thing out a year, and it's just like, sick.
I think also going into Disney, I had a little bit of trauma from when I was like 5, we went to Disney in Florida. But the only memory I have is I had like, I say I remember it as my first like panic attack. It's a Small World.
Oh yeah.
The song made me go crazy.
Just how repetitive and, like, it is.
Yeah. The videos of me at Disney is just me screaming, crying to get out of there. Because we were standing in line, and hearing the song over and over and over again made me freak out.
So when you hear
panic.
That song, do you get triggered?
And then we just left. Yeah. Wow. We saw It's a Small World and I was like, get me.
And then
I can't even look at it.
And then her second panic attack was because of Maybe I'm Crazy.
That is a true story.
And she would like scream if it came on the radio and like make her mom change.
Just like when you're little?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of had a similar thing with that, you know, what's it, House of Pain, where it's like,
ba-na-na-na.
It sounds like someone's screaming. Oh. I was scared at a sleepover, and I like, we watched a scary movie, and then I heard that song, and I like, freaks me out when I hear it.
Oh, so it's kind of like Bjork at Coachella. It's like that same vibe.
Okay. Exactly. Yes. It's almost like too overstimulating and it's too repetitive. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I think that's why when I play music, if anybody noticed, I only play once the chorus is done, I change it.
Yeah.
Because if it repeats, it'll start driving me crazy. I can't listen to
but
it.
But you should, you'd be a good DJ.
I have a lot going for me.
Dude, hey, you don't need to do this shit anymore. Right, this designer. Fucking hot box. Get out of here.
How is Cinderella's castle?
Tiny.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Embarrassing. We all were like, that's it.
Isn't the LA one smaller though than the Disney
Orlando
one?
Like the, is huge.
Massive. Orlando's very realistic, right?
When I saw this one,
we were like you could touch the top.
Yeah.
It was really tiny. You just walk right under it. It was like a almost like a bridge.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. The way they angle it, they really make you feel like it's bigger than
what
it is.
How much can't you stay in the castle?
Not this one, but in Orlando you can.
You could stay in the park though. There's like a hotel in the park.
No, you could stay in the castle in Orlando.
Like, oh, really?
Yes. I've seen the rooms. It literally looks like the inside of like a children's room. Like it looks like very.
Oh, it's exquisite. How much is it? I bet is it like $50,000?
What is this? There's like a secret Disney club.
Club 33. It is a secret.
It's Freemasons.
It's the only place, pretty much. It's the only place I think in Disneyland where you can get alcohol. I think some laws change. California Adventure is where you can drink. They'll serve you beer, no problem. Club 33 is a club that you have to know somebody who is a member. Usually there's someone who donates a lot of money to Disney, or they pay a huge membership fee, or they're high up Disney exec. You got to know somebody.
Interesting.
And it's kind of like a speakeasy. You don't, there's, it's like, it's not super identifiable.
That is not.
All right.
Wait, go to the mat. Oh, it's totally Freemasons. Look at the mat.
Yes. And it's the only place.
Wait, look at the what?
Look at the, on the bottom left, that blue and gold 33 mat.
That's the Cinderella pumpkin carriage.
No. The thing is, some people get so excited once they do get access to it. And then they're like, how much is a drink? And it's like $30. You're like, gosh, like everything is like super expensive you're inside.
To be a Disney adult, it is very expensive. It is a commitment.
Imagine staying at the Tipton Hotel.
I agree with you. I just shouldn't be, I wouldn't be sharing my ideas this loud and this publicly, you know?
You know, like Disney employees, you know, they say it's like, it's not polite to point to everybody, like the Disney employees, if you say, where is something? It's two fingers, because that's what Disney would do. But in like Disney statues, he's always like this, but that's also because he was smoking a cigarette all the time.
Oh, that's funny.
So there's this whole thing about pointing with two fingers.
I thought it was also rude to point in Japan. And then when I started, I realized I was pointing, so I stopped pointing, but everyone.
Yeah. The whole trip, you were like, everybody's pointing.
Everybody's pointing.
Why can't I point?
Crazy. Wow. We've been talking about Disney.
I know. 45 minute Disney.
But you know what? Look, we'll never bring up Disney again.
Yeah.
We got it
out of our system.
This was our first and last time.
Yeah. Good job, guys.
We did it. I survived Disneyland World.
Would you ever go back?
If I'm being honest, I don't have to.
Yeah, I've been there, done that.
I just love, I love amusement parks, but I love roller coasters so much. So I'd rather go to a Six Flags. Like I personally don't need the theatrics, but I do get why people like it. It's just not my cup of tea.
If I had the energy and the time, I would never do it, but I could see if I was in another realm. I don't know how to say that, but in another life, I would want to travel to every theme park in the world.
Yes, yeah.
I'd want to try out every theme park in the entire world. All the best ones, all the craziest rides, all that. Yeah, I would spend like a good 3 months.
Me too.
Doing that as my
We could do it.
Wait, you're right. We can.
What do you mean another realm?
What do you mean a realm?
Oh my God.
Big word.
Zane's 40th birthday, we give him tickets to each.
Fast pass to each park.
Zane, you should do that. You should dedicate your personal YouTube channel. Bring it back.
Dude, this giant, I would lose my mind. I could never.
It's you with a GoPro just like going to every single one.
Dude, you would literally think I lost my mind. If you're like, have you seen this posing?
But you shoot it like the kid that's really into trains on TikTok, where it's like
But I'm single, no kids. That must
be sad. What material are those pants? That looks like a tent.
They're guest originals.
My guest jeans.
Oh.
Got anything else to say?
The material though is like sleeping bag.
I like it. It feels nice.
Look, it feels like you could stick some poles in it. Like it's nice.
It looks like you would get like static shock by walking too close.
All this shit talking, I don't see you wearing anything better than me. So
I'm wearing guest jeans.
Oh, we're not gonna be invited to the compound next. We need to watch ourselves.
Easy,
guys. Guess you are. Guess you are the best.
They do got good quality stuff.
They
though.
Do. They do. Come on, guess.com. Guess.com. Guess.
So okay.
Oh, I know Mariah is fiending for that Puma brand deal. Look at this. She is working hard for that shit. Look at her.
The fucking matching suit. Oh my God, the shoes too, look, Zane.
These are Steve Madden.
Oh,
hun.
Look at you. Oh, you know she's gonna be in the back catalog when she posts this video. Puma on the
on the SEO. Yeah. She's like on the tags.
Guys, I got big news, but it's not good news.
Does it pertain to us or is this about you?
No, I mean she's in our lives. Last week, Hedaya like got fired from the restaurant.
What'd she do?
Does she want you to talk?
Yes, I don't know, but she was. I mean, she's fired already.
Wait, it's not like, what happened?
She took off work. She had to take off work for a week because she was really sick. Her roommates kept getting sick. She was like genuinely sick, right? Yeah. But she was like posting Snapchats.
Oop.
While she was sick, and they saw that, and I think they like saw that she was like.
Oh, I saw her TikTok.
I genuinely think that they were like, oh, she's. Because she has a following, right? So I think in their head they're like, oh, she's making money off the clock, and I think they just got rid of her. She's great at the restaurant, dude. She's like rated very high in the staff of the restaurant, and they just let her go.
Who's in charge? Like, what kind of old? Like, is it an older person? Is there a hierarchy of someone who's like? Was there someone who's like higher up than her? Was like, she's making money on the Snapchat thing. And some older person heard that and was like, well, then she's got
to
go.
Look, I don't know. There was just no reason to let her go. For being sick.
Did
for
she
a week. That's
ask
crazy.
For a reason? Can't you ask for a reason?
I think they said because she took too many days off, but that's just bullshit.
There's no way.
There's no way. I think it was something that had to do with like they saw her posting, but it looked like she was out maybe. I think she was posting like old stuff, and I think they saw that as.
Damn.
It's like Gordon Ramsay style. It's like, take your knives and leave, Hedaya.
Well, take your knives
and leave. Get out of my fucking kitchen.
Yeah, it was really sad. It sucks because
she'll find something better, though.
Yeah, I know.
Something is in the works for
her. Hey, there's people out there. If you guys are in the New York area and you work in the food industry and you have an open position, hire Hedaya Hijazi.
Thank you.
She's incredible. She's an amazing employee.
Or a personal baker.
Oh, yeah, personal. I mean, I think she can cook food. Like, she doesn't only bake. I think she cooks food too.
Right.
Personal chef.
She can make your Snapchat content for you.
A little birthday party, a little sleepover. She'll fix you up something nice.
There you go. Mariah, keep going.
I mean, she
But yeah, if any, honestly, genuinely, if anybody has any openings for Hedaya in New York City, Manhattan, Boston.
Boston?
I mean, it starts with a B.
Bronx?
Brooklyn. Brooklyn. Jesus Christ.
She lives
Brooklyn.
There.
She lives Brooklyn area, Manhattan, anywhere.
That's so funny.
I pay way too much money for that cooking school.
She needs to work somewhere, please. She could call it Bacon in the Burrows.
Kind of cute.
Thank you so much.
There we go.
And her specialty is bacon.
Bacon in the Burrows.
Bacon in the Burrows.
Hijabi.
That's pork.
Oh, God. You're right.
Wait, what?
It's pork. Bacon is pork.
All right. Bacon, B-A-K-I-N.
Okay. All right. I like that.
Bacon in the Burrows.
More, I genuinely like that.
Okay, thank you. Seriously,
we thought of a business for us to start.
Hold on, what are you gonna say? What are you gonna say?
Hold on, I'll tell you, and you don't know which one I'm talking about.
Tell her after.
So she had a flat tire. Oh, so we went out into the driveway and we changed her tire. Took the one off the back of the Jeep and put it on. And as we're sitting there, like working on it, like cranking it down, and she was like, "We could start like a automotive shop." And she was like,
"Call it Amato, but spell A-M-A-U-T-O."
Amato.
And then my slogan is, "What's a motto with your car?"
Very good.
Amato. Yeah.
I like that.
It's
really
good.
You should patent that and sell it.
Yeah.
Amato. And you got Mariah Tyas.
Hey.
I love a good idea.
Do you have a book of ideas?
We were going over it all morning.
A book?
I came up with some inventions and I can spill them because they exist.
Oh, they do? Which is one that you didn't think existed?
First one, it exists, but it's very hard to find. So don't think that it's
not
a
very
big
good.
Thing.
Okay.
I created
in my head.
I created a heated ice cream scoop.
Idiot.
It's the dumbest thing I ever heard.
Because there's a hack going around that if your ice cream's like too hard to scoop, you just run the spoon under hot water. Mm-hmm. So I was like, why not just have an electric scoop that heats up like an iron almost?
Okay.
They exist.
Do you have to plug it in or does it like Bluetooth?
No, we're going rechargeable.
We had two ideas. We had a battery and then a plug-in, and the plug-in exists,
plug-in's
but it looks stupid. It looks like a curling iron. And then what were the ones?
There's one that basically is like a hair dryer. It like sucks air.
Yeah, some of them are silly.
But no, that's actually out. Like they have that hair dryer one. Uh-huh.
And do a lot of ice cream shops use it, or is it just
No. If you had an ice cream shop, you should just like put your ice cream ladles in warm water though.
They do. It would
just
they do.
Yeah, they do. Second idea.
All right, that was good. Second idea. An umbrella. I thought this in Tokyo.
Uh-huh.
An umbrella, no hands.
Hands free.
But
wait a second. We both thought of that.
We said, no. We said, I wish I didn't have to hold this. They have the hat.
Bill Murray wears one in like Space Jam.
The hat.
I said, not the hats. They have ones for golfers that are the hats. But I wanted like a universal strap.
Hold on. Hold that baby.
A universal strap. So like anyone can have a normal umbrella. I'm going to sell the strap. It's a sleeve that goes on the stick of the umbrella and you can wear it like a backpack, but I'm looking right at it. But apparently they're not very good products because everyone would be using it if it was that good.
And you'd be running into everybody.
Exactly.
I think just the convenience of it, just like up and down, up and down.
Well, that's what I'm thinking of. I want it on your back and then you could just, it just retracts behind you.
Or you just, it's a disposable.
One time use.
It's all right. We'll think of a new one. A motto. We'll do the car shop.
I can't believe we have to open a mechanic shop now.
Has anyone made a thumbbrella? Like it's just an umbrella for your thumb?
Like a tiny violin?
You know, like stupid, unnecessary inventions, that guy? But like, thumbbrella.
A thumbbrella.
A bitch.
Oh, they have them for the phone.
Oh, that's kind of nice.
That's smart.
There's not enough thumbrellas out there, though. I mean,
the thumbrella market is huge.
There's so many inventions out there.
I don't know how people do it.
Wait, thumbrella hits $1 million in Kickstarter goal.
Shut up.
I'm really pissed about the
$1 million.
Scoop.
Or just make ice cream softer, afters,
or make freezers warmer.
Or
no, why is afters ice cream always soft?
So
it's soft. In the freezer for years, and you pull it out.
What's afters?
Afters ice cream.
Oh.
You've never had afters ice cream?
I'm a bluebell boy.
Because you're a bluebell.
A bluebell bitch?
Yeah, a bluebell bitch.
Anyway, that's enough about my ideas for now.
Honestly, we should make you a separate, like a channel to talk about your inventions.
Because that's all I think about.
But you talk to yourself.
I don't know how to hold a conversation, but I do know how to come up with an idea.
You have to go back and forth in your seats and you just talk to
yourself. And everybody steals her idea because we can never get it done.
Remember when I invented the glasses tracker to find your glasses, because when your glasses are off you can't see, so you can't find them, and they were in the Sharper Image magazine the next week.
That's not fair, Mariah. You know, Mariah, you don't deserve that.
When did you get your hands on a Sharper Image magazine?
We get them sent. I love Sharper Image.
It's a good inspiration read.
That in Sky Mall.
Oh, guys, my mom.
My mom's coming back.
No, my mom is runner. Hold on, wait.
Runner of the year.
My mother, she is one of the contestants to be on the cover of Miss Health and Fitness magazine.
No way.
No way.
And she needs you to vote for her.
Oh, she's winning.
She needs you to vote for her.
Do people have to pay to vote?
I don't know. No, I don't think so. No, it's so voting begins May 1st in 5 days. I think this episode comes out May 2nd.
That's really
cool. So we'll leave a link in the description below. Would you guys vote for her? My mom would love it if she was on a cover.
Sherry!
Get Sherry on Miss Health and Fitness.
Oh, hopefully it's a free vote.
She has all her pictures from her like firefighter and stuff. It's just little like,
let's make that happen.
Really
let's
cool.
make it happen.
That is cool.
I want to be there like for the shoot too. Yeah. That would be so sick. My mom would just be nervous. She'd have to be drunk to take those photos.
That's really cool.
Get them, girl.
They should put us on the cover of J14.
What's J14?
Tiger Beat.
Tiger Beat magazine. You don't like those teen bop magazines.
J14.
That sounds
dirty.
You
probably wouldn't know.
Our audience would.
Oh, why? Because I haven't been born yet?
No.
No.
It's just like...
It's just girls know it.
Yeah, I would take out like posters of Justin Bieber in the middle.
Oh, got it.
Like that. Zane, you're going to pick that up?
I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, get us on the cover.
Oh, did you see Zendaya? It came out for Labyrinth.
I did.
That weekend too. That was so sick.
That was pretty
good. Sounded like shit, but she was great. She was great. I mean, she could have sounded like a fucking horse. It would have been fine. It's so cool just her coming out either way. It's funny because when I saw videos, I didn't think it was this year because Zendaya she dressed very, I feel like she underdressed.
Right.
She came out almost like it was a Disney Channel episode. It didn't seem like a crazy, because you know her outfits are usually like talked about every time she's on the red carpet. She has like the best outfit. She came out and it felt like very like normal.
Just
like
casual.
A normal, casual, normal outfit. Yeah. I don't know if Weekend 2 is better and I'm missing something or people are making up for Frank Ocean. Like, I have a feeling that people...
Always has, like, tricks up their sleeves to, like, make it exciting for people to go to
just because Weekend 1 is usually the one that people try to go
to. I can see them doing that.
We should do Weekend 2 next
time. I'm down to do Weekend 2, but, like,
the grass isn't as green, though. Getting, like,
and
a little...
Stagecoat?
It's just straw.
They got haystacks everywhere because the look is there now. Right? The stagecoach will look like ass, right? When we got there, everything's
it's
dead.
It's dust.
But it goes with the vibe.
It does. It does. They did that perfectly. Like stagecoach right after.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm. What's next? Great job.
Why aren't you guys going to stagecoach?
We're going to Scottsdale.
Arizona.
Ooh.
We're going to go see Theo Vaughn.
Oh, how fun.
I'm so excited.
That's really sick.
Well, I surprised Heath for his birthday. I'm taking him to Arizona to see Theo Vaughn, and I have a couple other things planned.
That's a top city for bachelor and bachelorette parties. Everyone's talking about Scottsdale. It seems like, there's like a fun area to go out and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot to do.
Yeah, a lot.
It's very, very clean.
I think we should go back.
Zane's but Theo Vaughn, that'll be fun.
Yeah, that's going to be really fun. Yeah. He's performing in Phoenix.
Are you going to give him little groupie passes so he can...
We're going to meet him on the tour bus.
It's going to be super fun.
Theo Vaughn's handsome for his age, man.
How
old is he?
He's like 44, 45.
Wow.
He
looks great.
He is also 44 inches tall.
We met him that night when we were all dressed up as Anchorman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had my mustache and he was making me laugh so hard. My mustache was like falling off.
I
gotta lie.
I look like shit that night. I look bad. Bad, bad. You look great.
Oh, I had a wig on.
You got to come airsofting with me.
Heath, you know what?
You would like it.
Did you play when you were younger?
No.
With airsoft guns?
I never played, but like I'm afraid to do it because I don't want to like it too much.
Like, shooting? Like, are you going to a range to shoot or you're running around like paintball shooting?
Yeah, paintball style. At SC Village, we just went.
What's like this setup? Is it like you're in like...
It's like an abandoned, like rundown city.
Yeah.
Like there's like buildings and containers.
It literally looked like Call of Duty.
Yeah.
In real life.
I never thought I would get into it in my... That's what it... Yeah.
It kind of looks like when we went paintballing.
Yes, with Elton.
It was a lot of fun. I actually really enjoyed it.
And you got a good workout.
Oh my God.
But do you really feel it when you get hit though with like a...
No, no. Yeah.
Well, of course he didn't feel it because he dressed like he was going to war in the Middle East. I thought you had to dress like that until I saw Jordan.
Oh,
he didn't need to dress like that. he purposely wanted to dress like...
Jordan said at the end, so I don't know if they blow a whistle or something and they tell you that the round is over. So this guy kept shooting and Jordan went like this to say, like, it's done, it's over. And the guy shot him in the armpit.
Right up his armpit.
Good grief, Heath. This is like a bit much.
You're going there, baby is going to war.
The regulars there must have been like, what is he wearing? Like,
well, they thought he was advanced, so they were putting him in a different category. And Heath was like, this is my first time.
I walked up, they picked me as team captain. They're like, you're going to be... I was like, this is my first time playing. I just like looked cool, I guess.
Yeah. But you look like you had like a walkie-talkie headset.
We were running full comms and shit, so we're completely opposite sides of the map, and we're like talking to each other.
Yeah,
it was so
he
sick.
Also had grenades on him too.
Like, he was just a bunch
ready,
of pellets.
He was ready
like,
to go.
Real ones.
What?
After you just kidding? I was like, Jesus.
No, but they do like some crazy shit. Like the guy working there, he was like, "Yeah, you can't believe like what people are bringing out." Some guy had an airsoft flamethrower. I was like,
"No."
I was
wait,
like,
what's
what?
An airsoft flamethrower?
He's like, it's got like this whole pack hooked up to it with like a hose thing, and it just like.
kerosene?
Like, just like, no, sprays, just, I guess, BBs everywhere.
Oh my
and
gosh.
I was like, this is wild. People are like super.
Oh my, I want a BB rocket launcher.
Yeah.
Oh, that would do damage.
A bazooka.
Dude, when I played, anytime I played like RPG games or Halo, I love the rocket. I just wanted to shoot the rocket.
But like, I feel like weird about it because it almost feels like I'm going, not borderline stolen, like Valor. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like you're really playing pretend.
Yeah.
Like a little bit much.
You're legitimately like LARPing.
No, it is LARPing.
It's a form of LARPing.
Yeah, it's super tacky. It's 100% LARPing.
You're shooting BBs at each other.
Yeah. But it's just like, I don't know. It's fun. Yeah, it's very, thank me for my service. That's all I got to say.
Absolutely.
But I get what you're saying. Like you're nervous to go enjoy it.
Yeah, I just don't want to enjoy it because I don't want to.
It's like the same vibe as paintball.
I know. I just don't. I don't want to have to worry about something else now. Right. You know what I mean?
Because that's a full commitment. You got to buy the equipment. You got to schedule. It's a whole thing.
And I personally, I'm not a fan of guns, so I just don't want to have to like just be in, like in the, like I just don't want to have to do like like it and then have to buy guns. Like I'd rather just
guns underwater for Zane would be.
Oh my god! I think he would pass away guns just looking at it.
Have you ever seen like people that go like spearfishing? How does that make you feel?
Dude, no, it make that that's really? Terrifying. Oh yeah.
Wow.
I'd play this like ninja game where there was a part in the game where I had to be underwater with a spear gun. I had to shoot big fish. Oh. And it was like, I had to have my brother play. I was like, I can't play this part. Play it for me. Oh, Matt scared the shit out of me. Why are you standing there like that?
Creep. Is Drake on that shirt?
Drake is on the shirt.
And that was pre-wheelchair so Drake.
That's right. That is right. Mm. Is laser tag still as popular as it used to be?
I wanted to take Heath for his birthday this year, but I don't think people go.
Do you think the technology has gotten better?
No. Like, no.
Are the packs still
it's
huge?
It's shit. Awful.
What?
Awful, awful. The laser tag, what we remember, no, it's still bad.
Or you have like the light, like your colored team on you and you Duel. Shoot for the light.
Oh, no. There was nothing like the rush
good
of-
sound.
Oh,
oh my god!
There was nothing like the rush of going into laser tag.
Yeah.
You felt like you were going in a war, they would play the video and you were all be there just like suited up. You took that shit so seriously.
The best feeling was walking into that starting room and there's like both colors on one side.
Yeah.
And you walk up,
gosh.
You grab the plate carrier.
And friendships were getting divided. Yeah, like, you're like, wait, there's
You're
There's
going to war. You are going
and then
to war.
You look down and it's got your like made up like Slayer 526. Yes. I was gonna say
picking your name was the most like it's the most time consuming.
I know
who's
pressure. Carnage 4.
Yo, you already know.
Mine right. Lebanese dude 456.
Gosh, I love dude. Laser tag.
Yeah, everything. I love laser tag.
You would
tag.
Bust a sweat playing
no, but
that
it
suit.
Yo, get in there.
Everybody would just run around like this. Like
yeah,
just,
yeah.
You're not actually like pointing and shooting. Like you just gotta
cover you.
But you would go find their base and you would just like shoot that shit until you died, and then you would run back because you had to like get another life, and you would just walk past the.
You know what
and,
I want to play? So they need scary. To make a building that's like capture the flag type game. I think that would be sick.
I feel like they do, right?
No, not like in.
I think they do like
we
cap,
did. We
like
did. We did capture
tag.
The flag in airsoft.
In air, yeah, no, I get that, but like more. Like halfway between where like
a laser tag level. I you know those rooms where like the whole floor lights up and you have to like jump around to one side.
I always wanted to play that.
Where is that?
They're
it's
building
in Canada.
One. It's in Canada, but I think they're going to build one out here.
They should because
it's so sick.
But it looks like you would just slam right into like somebody and lose your two front teeth
dude,
playing
baby,
that.
It's like escape room, baby. It is tough. Tough shit out there.
It looks like a damn workout.
I want them to make that, but like when you're not on the spot, it's a booby trap. it just opens.
Yeah,
like
it just drops
fall.
Down.
The weakest link, just goodbye.
Yeah.
You all the weakest link.
Dude, we talk about this all the time. We need an escape room. That fucking real escape room, booby trap, you die.
Yeah.
Dead. Die?
Yes.
You die.
Like close. Close to death. I want to make it.
Like you disappear.
Yeah.
Like you break a couple legs.
Maybe. I don't know. I just think I think that it'd be like a really cool experience for people.
Yeah. I would pay top dollar for like a really good escape room.
Yeah.
Cause some of them are still like up. They just got to set it up for the next people to come through. Yeah. Like it just something that had like a little bit more felt real more permanence to it. Yeah. Something
like, just
you
makes
should
you
do
feel
the
like
Houdini escape room.
That
in-
one was really good.
Is it Los Feliz? Maybe it's
I
in that
so.
Area. the Houdini room. That was probably the best escape room we've ever done. Most, it felt the most realistic.
Yeah.
We were actually like nervous going in there.
Oh, I love that.
Because before you go in, they put
bags over your head.
Once we have to sign a waiver.
I'm pretty sure
because there was a part where, I'm not going to say, but like you definitely drop down.
They have one in Florida where you have to be 21 and up.
Oh, whoa, escape room. That is intriguing. Like it's
because they're what, alcohol?
No. I think there's just like an age where they're just like, we don't want to worry about anybody under the age of 21.
Lock me up for 24 hours.
That's what I'm saying.
I want something where I'm like,
I want to search for food.
Yes.
Like I want to be like, I want to lose weight. I want to lose 20 pounds by the time
I'm like, can't escape until you solve it.
Yeah. And we find Ozempic. You know what I mean? It's so sad. No, wait, guys, I found Ozempic. We don't have Ozempic in here, though.
Zane, in order to like escape, the hole is so small, so you have to take the Ozempic to lose enough weight, however long it takes. You have to, because you're like three days. So you're like, holy shit, I need to lose like 15 to get through.
Yes. It's like Survivor. But like, and imagine this was filmed like a fucking show.
He's like 1 pound off. He's like sitting in the corner.
You're like a week away.
Put me in a saw trap. Right. Cut my arm off if I don't get that key. I don't look.
I'm still terrified about Saw. Like that it's gonna happen. That I'm gonna wake up in a room. Oh, and there's a challenge. And you know, I have to.
They're making another one this year. Another one.
That's like 10, 11.
I don't care. Keep going. I want to see Saw 73. Keep it going like Kids Bop.
Zane.
Never end.
How much money for you to cut your own pinky off?
How much money to cut my own
pinky? Like, would you be like,
do I have to cut it off myself?
No. You won't like feel it, but you just like lose your pinky.
Oh, easy.
I'll take.
Yeah, I'm like, easy. Oh, easy. So what does that mean?
The whole pinky?
The whole pinky. So you're just like that now.
Heath, realistically?
I don't need my pinky.
$5 million? Wait.
I do five. I do one. 1 million.
No.
I don't need my pinky.
Yeah, because you're fucking poor.
Right.
But people, because the thing I'm is, not, 5 not... million is noble to lose your pinky. A million where people are like, did you hear Mariah cut off her pinky for $1 million.
Yeah, she did it for 30 grand.
I don't know.
Like, I mean.
I just know I'll never see $1 million in my life. So like.
But once you get the 3 million, 4 million market houses and stuff, your options get better. Like, I just think you get.
All right, so your price is five?
Five, yeah.
One.
Five.
Right. You can go higher. You know that, right?
I bet if I start at like five, they'll negotiate to one.
You're disgusting.
And I'll Ryan
with
it.
Bad management.
I don't need my pinky, but I want $1 million.
Mariah dancing next.
Mariah, you have to do a campaign that you have to post on Instagram.
the rave.
Mariah's just like missing.
Okay. Thumb.
Ooh. 20. 30 billion.
That's bad.
That changes a life.
That's bad.
That's annoying.
Heath, I don't know.
That's basically like losing the whole hand, I feel.
Do I get like a nice robotic thumb?
You can afford it now.
Right.
Can I get a nice robotic thumb?
That's your money.
People with nine fingers listening, like.
Fuck these guys.
Some guy that had like a wood chipper accident.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my, guys, we're going down. I know. Very dark. I saw another one of those videos with the propeller that we saw in
I
Miami.
Did too. It was exactly the same situation.
Oh my God.
Dude.
And he wasn't getting out.
He kept getting some. And the guy, remember?
What are you watching?
So
it just popped up. It popped up in my TikTok feed.
It was very similar to that situation. The guy jumped off of the boat. And
honestly, we should talk about this.
Did he
die?
Because
I know a lot of people listening. You probably go on boats in Florida. You're probably on boats and yachts every weekend.
Don't go in the water. Oh, I saw another video. So people, like this guy was driving his boat, like going kind of fast. And people were jumping off the sides of the boat, just having fun. And one girl jumped off the fucking front of the boat. But this guy, he jumped in the water and the propeller was going. And he went to go grab the edge and like pull himself up, but his feet went underneath.
And he kept on getting. I know.
But like listening to this.
Somebody went to like pull him up and was lifting him out of the water,
saw it,
and then dropped him back in the water.
I can't.
But no, look, this is a very hard thing to hear, but I think it's very important to not stress enough that you cannot be jumping off the side of a boat while it is moving
or
on. Yeah, it's
terrified by freak accidents.
Some reason, out of everyone, that one just, it makes me curl up. I know.
It's like, even like when I'm like just cooking or something, like in a knife or something like fall, like I'm just scared. Like I'm going to pick something up and it's going to fucking cut me.
Yeah.
I just,
no, I get it.
Ugh, I don't.
You just got to be careful.
Mm-hmm. Or I'm scared of just like, boom, just combustion. Like we didn't know that the oven was on, and we're just all talking. Bam!
I always think about that. We were changing my tire before, and I had like, I was like doing something, and my face was this close. I was like, what if a tire just. But like, it can't just do that. But I'm like, what if?
Yeah.
It just exploded in my face.
You know what I think about all the time? When, you know, our stove, sometimes it just does not turn on, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you're the igniter?
Sometimes I feel like one time I'm going to do it because it just keeps on filling up with gas. Boom. Just at my whole face on fire.
That's why I think they're trying to like pass some laws in make electric stoves like standard, even though people love their gas stoves. But all the fires, all majority of house fires are started because of people having gas stoves or like combustions, all of it. It's crazy. Apartment complexes, I think nobody should have a gas stove because if that's one person, everybody's unit.
Isn't it crazy that like one person can fuck it up for everybody?
You know what is crazy to me? When I realized or found out that the stove has a pilot light that is always on.
Yes.
Bro, blew my mind.
Wait, what do you mean? What do you mean a pilot
light? Or even like there's a pilot light that is burning a small amount of gas. So there's a tiny little flame that's constantly running. So that you can like, yes.
Yeah, even in your heaters, it's like that. And I'm pretty sure your fireplaces, it's always like
still
on.
At all time.
So like on my old stove, if I couldn't get it to turn on, if it wouldn't work, I would have to open it up and then go and reignite the pilot light on the bottom.
Whew.
Jeez.
No way.
That's really...
Yes, it's just a tiny little flame like this. But like knowing that that's constantly on, like never leave a candle burning. It's like that...
That is a candle burning the entire time.
Wow.
Candles scare me.
Also, it's crazy. Candles... if you light a candle in like a closed room, like never go to bed with it, like just the amount, how much soot... Like one candle can create in a room.
Or like if you put it like too close to a wall, this behind black.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I'm thinking about candles.
Or those freak accidents where people are pumping gas and they'll go sit in their car, but they're wearing a sweater like
wool. Oh, the static.
And they come out and grab it and it just explodes.
Oh, my what? God.
Yes. That's something now every time, because every time I pump gas, I open all my car doors and I throw out my garbage at the gas station.
Me too.
But I'm scared if I'm wearing any type of sweater or different like material like that, you can grab, there's videos of people like sitting in their car, they'll be like on their phone and then the friction, they'll get out, grab the pump and it'll like static. Explode.
The pump, like the pipe from like the...
Just look up a video.
It's like,
you're talking about
the,
I don't want
to
walk.
Movement from
it's
the,
nothing. It's
you're
nothing.
Talking about the movement from the car to like when he goes like
you
know, that.
When you like rub like this and you get like a static electricity.
Yeah.
It's basically that, like you get like the friction from like your seat or like the
say
cloth
you have
or whatever
like a
is,
cloth seat.
And you go to grab the pump, it could like static electricity and like spark the
no that
it doesn't happen often, but it happens.
Hell no.
You got it. Oh my God.
So she goes to put it in, then she goes to her car, she's wearing a sweater. I bet she has cloth seats. It's rubbing.
Oh my God.
She ends up like smoking a cigarette.
She gets out, look at that. Yep. Grabs
touching
it.
The sweater.
No! No!
Props to her for getting that out right there,
yeah.
Though. That was brave. Now,
quick thinking. Stay calm. If your food's on fire on the stove, put a lid on it.
Crazy. Either
put a lid on it or take it outside,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah.
Wait. Say that again.
If you're cooking on the stove and your food's
like,
on
if
fire.
If it's like a grease fire.
If it's a grease fire, just don't throw a lid on it.
Yeah,
just
same thing with candle fires, too.
Just cover it. Oh, no. I'm Guys, scared. I'm scared now that we're talking about it.
I'm like,
one of us, something's going to happen.
I know. Guys, I feel like we've been very helpful this episode. We've given a lot of information on fire safety. And
what do we do? Stop, drop, and roll.
Yes.
That's right.
We've theme park safety today. We've done laser tag safety. What else do we have?
Nobody take my inventions?
Yeah, nobody take our inventions, please.
Copyright safety.
Copyright.
Airsoft cosplay.
It's LARPing. Oh, how was Malibu?
Oh, it was beautiful.
It was nice?
Yeah, it was really, really nice. We, Natalie and Todd rented a place in Malibu, and we were just chilling there the whole day.
And it was right on the water, right? Like literally like the ocean is in front of you guys.
We had That's puppies, cool. We had babies. It was really, really nice time. It was very wholesome.
Nice.
Until about 9 p.m.
Yeah, I heard
then we got very crazy.
This was leading up, because what I heard was, we partied until 6 a.m.
We did. We got a little crazy. As soon as the puppies and babies left, we misbehaved. We decided that we were gonna. No, I didn't bring any bathing suit. I was wearing pants and a shirt.
You guys didn't get crazy.
I was not, no. Everybody else like went in except for I didn't come prepared. It was really embarrassing.
You also don't like water. I get it.
I do like water though, kind of when it's hot.
Up to here.
Yeah, and up to here. I don't want it. Right. But we got crazy. We went to Venice. We were like, let's go to bungalow. We went to bungalow.
Oh interesting. Shit. It was a whole day.
It was bungalow used to be better. We didn't like bungalow.
I think it's definitely really fun for like 21-year-olds.
The crowd has changed for sure. Like the crowd used to be much different. Like three years ago, it used to be like an
older group.
Yeah, and now it's like very young. We're definitely the oldest people there. So
it's not fun to be the oldest one.
Yeah,
that was like Saddle Ranch when you first started going. It was like 30, 40-year-olds.
Yeah. Yeah,
and then I mean,
yeah, but you didn't start that, remember? So
no.
And then after that, we went to some. I think it was called Shore Bar.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Right there off in Trotta.
That one, we looked at the line, all 18-year-old boys. It was wild.
Really?
It was like the youngest looking boys we've ever seen. We're like, this is strange.
Weird.
This place must be packed with college girls if these 18-year-old boys
standing in line.
Lined up. Dude, I didn't see one girl in that line. I was like, oh, they probably let all the girls in first and then they just have all these.
It could have been a gay bar.
No, it definitely wasn't a gay bar. It's Shore Bar. It's a popular club. Mm. But we did go to Georgia Baldi before that. Scott bought a $450 Gucci collab outfit.
Wait, what?
With Georgia Baldi. Yeah. Yeah. He was a little cold and bought a Gucci collab outfit. And I don't think he's ever gonna wear it, honestly.
Yo, but those are the good old days. You just get blacked out and just buy something stupid.
Yeah. That was pretty much it. Nothing weird. What nice. A riveting ending. Guys, thank you so much for sticking with us this long.
Make sure to check out Cremota Coffee at cremota.com. We've got our matcha starter kit. It's got all the goodies you need to start making your favorite matcha. We also do bagged coffee. You got whole ground beef espresso. We got a bunch of different flavors. We also got cake cups. And again, cremota.com is where you can get it.
You can also check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Andy and Heath, where you post bonus episodes, high episodes. We post
early access to all the episodes.
Live Q&As, ad free, early access. We got private Discord.
You're filming the high episode right after this.
Yeah, we're going to film the high episode right after this. And we do unwinds after every episode because we are that crazy.
Mm.
So you can check that out. It's $5 a month. And once you pay it once, you get everything in our archive, which is a lot if you're going to do that at this point. So it'll be very worth it for you. Patreon.com/Zane and Heath.
Bye, y'all.
We love you guys. We'll see you next week. Baby. Or we'll see you at the high episode on our Patreon.
Period, baby. Period.
Oh, and our unwind. We'll see you guys in a sec.
Recline and unwind.
How about you unwind this?